This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden announced on Sunday he is dropping his re-election bid against Donald Trump. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wodakiswar reports it sent political shockwaves around the country and threw an element of turmoil into the election just months before voters go to the polls.
This was kind of expected, but it was also sort of a surprise. I mean, a large part of the Washington political circle have been speculating that he might announce it this weekend, but nobody knew for sure until it happened.
Meanwhile, AP correspondent Julie Walker tells us that Biden backed Vice President Kamala Harris.
Democratic strategist Nathan Daschle says he made the right call.
I think President Biden decided that he needed to put the country first, he needed to put the party first, and that the most important thing was defeating former President Trump.
He says it could not have been easy for Biden being pushed out by members of his own party, but endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris says a lot.
While it's not certain that the nominee will be Vice President Harris, she certainly starts off the strong position.
Daschle says Harris's job now, shoring up delegates ahead of the Democratic convention next month so she wins the nomination. I'm Julie Walker.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu heads to Washington Monday, leaving behind a brutal war to make a politically precarious speech before a joint session of Congress. That visit comes at a time of great uncertainty following U.S. President Joe Biden's withdrawal from the presidential race, with efforts ongoing to bring about a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, rising concerns of the war spreading to Lebanon and Yemen, and the U.S. in the midst of a dizzying election campaign. Netanyahu's speech has the potential to cause disarray on both sides of the ocean. This is VOA News. Russia and Ukraine on Sunday exchanged drone, missile, and shelling attacks. AP's Karen Chalmers.
The exchange of fire on both sides saw two people killed in the Russian-occupied Donetsk region, while Ukrainian officials said Russian strikes wounded at least five people. Along the front line in the east, Russia said it had taken control of two villages, one in the Kharkiv region and one in the Luhansk region. Overnight, Ukraine's air defenses intercepted 35 of the 39 drones launched by Russia, according to an Air Force commander. In addition, Russia launched three ballistic missiles and two guided air missiles, which did not reach their targets, according to the commander. I'm Karen Chemas.
Russia and Ukraine on Sunday again exchanged the drone attacks. A Bangladesh's Supreme Court on Sunday scrapped most of the quotas on government jobs that sparked nationwide protests by students that resulted in the deaths of at least 114 people in recent days. Sean Hogan from Reuters.
Bangladesh Attorney General A.M. Amin Adeen said the jobs should be open to candidates on merit.
The Supreme Court's appellate division, according to Article 104, gave a final solution to this quota system. That is 93% quota for general people, 5% quota for freedom fighters and their kin.
Nationwide unrest sparked following student anger against the quotas that included reserving 30% of government positions for families of those who fought for independence from Pakistan. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's government scrapped the quota in 2018, but the lower court reinstated it last month.
That is Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reporting. A rising number of heat-related deaths in the U.S. state of Texas among residents who lost power during Hurricane Beryl has pushed the number of storm fatalities to at least 23. Details from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
It took more than a week to restore power for many Houston area residents, including Janet Jarrett, whose sister Pamela ended up dying the fourth day without power, the ME ruling it a heat death.
We didn't have any air. She had a hard time breathing.
Her sister used a wheelchair and relied on a feeding tube.
I wish I could have took my sister somewhere else, but it was hard to get her in my car.
Experts say it may be weeks, even years, before the full death toll is known. Beryl knocked out power to nearly 3 million homes and businesses, and it came during a heat wave. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.